listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. The southeast is bracing for a repeat of yesterday, with the Bureau forecast suggesting severe thunderstorms are likely from the Queensland-New South Wales border right up to Cairns. Meteorologist Phelim Hannafay says there's a chance of heavy rainfall, damaging winds, as well as large hail in the southern interior.
The bottom line is ample amount of moisture across eastern and northern parts of the state as a result of all these systems.
The Rental Affordability Index has just been released and it's put a spotlight on the housing crisis. Cities like Brisbane and the Gold Coast have experienced a decline in affordability between 10 and 20% in the past year. Q Shelter Executive Director Fiona Cornelia says the situation is dire.
There are some portraits in the report of a young person, for example, paying over 80% of their income on rent, which means that their quality of life and well-being are really sacrificed.
And airport firefighters across the nation will strike next week. Their action is expected to cripple thousands of holiday flights. Titans back rower Joe Vuna has returned to pre-season, determined to play NRL consistently in 2023. He debuted for the GC in round 13 last year, but suffered a ruptured ACL shortly after. He says he's now recovered and ready.
The last couple of years I've been here, I've been quiet. I've just been hanging around with the boys, like just going through the phases. But this year I actually want to attack it, so that's been my mindset from the start, so hopefully I can carry on with it throughout the year.
And at the AFL draft, the Brisbane Lions have selected Will Ashcroft with pick 2.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.